There's a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as Reddit and as timeless as the internet. It's the middle ground between knowledge and bullshit, between ignorance and insight. And it lies between the pit of man's unanswered questions on Reddit and the summit of his need to hear three podcasters' opinions. This is the dimension of unsolicited and unqualified advice. It is an area which we call the Qualified Nonsense Zone. My name's Brandon.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Jake.
And this is Qualified Nonsense. Zone. So.
Nice. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, it holds up. They, one of the channels, I think they do like 24-hour marathon on New Year's.
Jeez. How many seasons of that are there? Of like the original? Because I remember with the reboot, I tried to even get into that. I couldn't do it.
I think there's five.
Five seasons?
Like the earlier ones are, I think it's the earlier ones. They're only half an hour. And I think those are better paced than like they get into later ones and they're an hour long and they kind of
drag on or like they
drag a little bit.
Yeah, they fill the time. I feel like Black Mirror is its successor. It's like the more sort of like spicy version of it, but it's all
could
like,
see that.
Have you guys watched Black Mirror?
I've only watched a couple episodes.
Yeah. I watched the first season.
Yeah, I think I watched the first season. It was interesting.
But I mean, it's all kind of like, oh, technology is bad for society, and you know,
it does get into some weird stuff though.
I think it's well made. Like, I think it's really well conceived and produced and all that stuff. So,
yeah, I feel like the people that were into it, like, super into it.
Yeah.
Much like The Twilight Zone.
No, I'm not into horror.
Is it a
but
British
I feel like,
show?
Black Mirror?
I think it is.
Yeah. I believe it is.
Yeah. I feel like about the same time, or maybe a little bit before, was American Horror Stories. Is that what it was called?
That's like, still going.
Is it really? I remember, I'm not big into horror, so I remember seeing that come through and be like, oh yeah, that looks good. No, thank you.
I enjoyed the first season, and I think the third season, for whatever reason, we skipped it, the second. But it kind of, I think it shocked me out. I was like, eh, what else could you do now? I saw somebody like eat the intestines of a, you know, splayed out cat. Like I saw all the weird horror stuff that they did and I was like, eh,
Jesus, yeah,
why show up for the next season?
You got immediately desensitized.
Yeah
I think I just watched the first season and it wasn't like, I don't know, it wasn't what I was expecting or what I wanted it to be. So
it was more soap opera-y,
kinda. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I guess I didn't see it. I was thinking that I might have started it, but maybe I didn't.
Yeah, like
see
I started
it.
I started watching Landman. I've already finished it. I've finished it in like 2 days. But my wife would come through the room and she's like, so this is like a soap opera, right? I was like, no, it's not. It's about tough men that sell oil as Billy Bob Thornton. He's really gruff and mean. As he's like talking to his ex-wife and, you know, doing all these family drama things. I was like, it's not a soap opera.
Well, that's like we've talked about before also, Yellowstone being like, ooh, it's a cowboy show. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, it's a land rights show, soap opera.
I mean, all those kind of, yeah, serialized dramas pretty much are like Sons of Anarchy. And
yeah, I was gonna say, even Sons of Anarchy, they got really bad for a minute. It's like, you slept with my girl. <It's> like, they didn't really even like, I'm mad at you. I don't know, like it had all the potential to be like Billy Badass, and I guess it started that way, but when you get to a certain season, you're like, so he gets mad and what does he do? He hits him with brass knuckles. Oh, we already did that. Well, he hits him with a chain. We've already done that.
Ooh, speaking of shows, though, we started watching, I think we're behind the times, but on Apple TV, there's the, not the producer, the Studio. Have you guys watched any of that?
I've wanted to.
It's really good. It's really well done, and it's super stressful to watch, but it's I think that I highly recommend it. We're only a handful of episodes in, but like the
actors
concept,
play themselves, right?
Well, kind of. There's a lot of cameos of people playing themselves. And Seth Rogen doesn't play himself. He plays like a, well, I guess probably something pseudo himself, but a movie producer that gets like the executive role. So he gets like a promotion, and he really wants to bring like the studio back to like the good days of Hollywood of making like good films instead of just like shitty brand stuff that makes a bunch of money. And he just ends up basically having to toe the line and make shitty brand movies. But anyway, it's pretty enjoyable. It's enjoyable, but it's also like Anna and I were like, I don't know if we can watch this because it's like, it is not an easy watch. It's pretty stressful, but it's fun.
Yeah, we used to have Apple TV, but then I canceled it because we never watched it. And like, I feel like they had very little content on there for a long time.
Yeah.
And
they did. And I feel like the content they have is pretty, like, I don't know, it feels very specific.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, what we end up doing is just buying it or like doing the month by month and whenever a show pops up that we think we might be interested in, just buy a month
we
and see.
Buy it from that totally free site.
yeah. Set sail. I don't pirate anything, and it's not that I have really strong moral qualms against it, but I honestly don't know how anymore. Like, I've looked it up, and it's like, yeah, this seems like such a, like, oh, you have to get a VPN and then go to this website.
Even though we literally used to do this.
Yeah, but
like we used to do this on a friend of ours computer.
LimeWire or whatever, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it all works anymore, really.
I have had a few of those instances where I was talking to a friend that actively does that. And it's like, well, you just go through your, you know, he uses like three acronyms in a row. I was like, yeah, but then it goes to my like computer. And then like my even sub brain was like, how do I burn it to a DVD? How do you burn to a DVD now?
Well, also, yeah, like if I like, can you watch it on your TV? Like, is there a, like, can, well, you stream,
they'll
it
like
to
plug
your,
in a HDMI
or USB-C? Yeah. You can get adapters and it just acts as an external display and you can duplicate or stretch it.
It just feels really trashy to me doing it that way.
That's how we do most of our watching, all of our contents on a computer somewhere in the house.
Like, not, you have a TV though.
Yeah, but we connect it to a computer, or rather we connect the computer to the TV, and that's, so the content itself actually lives on the, well, I guess we have an Apple TV too, so we like, if the content is available through one of the apps on the Apple TV, we do it, but otherwise, like, we have a TV upstairs also that we just plug a computer into, and we do browser watching, or I have some like content that's specifically been downloaded in dubious ways and you can just play it from a media player.
Well, if we have anybody that just stumbled upon Qualified Nonsense and you made it this far and you're under the age of 25, we definitely lost you.
These guys are fucking idiots. How old are these guys?
We should take a break and get to some questions and try to regain their trust.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun. Come back after these brief messages.
Hop into our van. We got awesome snacks during our break.
All right, be right back.
The cool, crisp mornings. Leaves crunching under your boots. Is that pumpkin spice I smell? Fall is upon us. Enjoy.
And welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or connect with us on our socials. Now's the time on the show where we take on Reddit's most pressing queries by finding the top trending questions and answering them here. The first question, I did branch out a little bit. I went to no stupid questions.
Nice. Oh, there are, and we're going to answer it.
This one comes from a username My Toes Are Haunted. They ask, does cunty carry a different meaning now? Okay, I, 29 female, recently started bartending a few nights a week after a year and a half maternity leave. I just was missing adult interaction, so I wanted to go back in a very limited capacity. So I have met a lot of my new coworkers that have started since I had originally left, and a lot of them are like 18 to 21. I don't think I was that out of the loop, but one of them said something along the lines of, girl, you are so cunty, in like a positive tone, and the others agreed. I was carrying a beer keg to the back, so I didn't stop to react, but I just shook it off because I really don't know what they meant by that. How should I feel? Because to me, cunt is not a good thing, but they were saying it like a compliment. What did they mean?
Well, we're poorly equipped to answer this question. But I remember I had friends in New York that were like actively trying to take the word back from being something inherently negative and like, you know, exploring the roots of the word and all this stuff. But at the end of the day, like, I think context is everything. And if someone's saying like, hey girl, you cunty in like a friendly way, I wouldn't do it, but
I'd throw hands. Everything that I see on social, platforms and Urban Dictionary shows that there is no good, there's nothing uplifting about it. Well, so if they said it in like a playful tone, I would assume they're just being like a smart ass.
Or is it like, oh, you're like a bad bitch, or like
that's
like
what
that
I was
kind
just thinking.
A bad
bitch, yeah.
I can't see it meaning that. I guess.
Or
maybe.
Do they mean it in like the British Australian way?
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna go just a second. I'll go tell my wife and see what she says. Be right back.
Yeah. We have an open position for third member of the podcast.
From what I just looked up, which was very brief, I can't see that there's any trend of it coming back to be a empowering term.
Well, and I mean linguistics is descriptive, not prescriptive, so I think it can mean whatever the person saying it intends for it to mean. And if they said it in a tone that was, you know, joking or in a, like a positive way, then I don't think it's meant to be taken poorly. I think it's just, if she hasn't been around, you know, adults in a while since having her baby, then yeah, I mean, language evolves, especially if she's around. She said 18 to 21 year old, so you know they wow. Has their own sort of language.
So I found,
yeah, stop being so soft.
I found another funny enough cunty. in searching. I found another no stupid questions, Reddit post of cunty, and the top.
You can't post 1, 000, any of this on social media.
1.4. Yeah, that's true. We could just beep it out. 1,400 likes said that it's a compliment, giving the word a positive connotation as a powerful feminine energy. So, and that was a year ago.
I also have a friend who it's her favorite word to use as a slight. She likes to call others that. I was like, yeah.
How does she, like, what's you. The context?
Oh, like, you stupid cunt. That kind of stuff. Like, so, you're a dumb, like, you're a dumb cunt.
The thing is, like...
And I do think it is a fun... It's a good one. But I think it's on one of those terms that, like, we can't use. You know?
No,
it's like,
absolutely we can't.
Although,
if only we were
British,
though.
British, I think, like,
yeah.
Oh, I can't. You get out of my
yeah.
That's Australian. That, no, that, you said it. No, but you're right.
That, no, I that's think, Foster's.
Both are. yeah. Yeah, no, but
yeah,
it is,
I'm like, it, I'm it curious as to like how bad their context say. Is, because I mean, right? You say bloody bollocks or whatever, you know, that like
fanny,
yeah, oh, yeah, fanny. Don't call them fanny packs.
Geezer,
geezer.
I think because they use it so much, I wonder if it has less of a like sting to it.
I think it does. I don't think I don't think it's like over there as gendered as it is here, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you bastard. Like, we don't say that very much here. And when we do, it feels like it's pretty rough. But everybody over there is, you bastard.
What? You daft does, cunt. That's, yeah. that's a good one, yeah. too. But cunt, it's just such a hard, like, it's so
a hard C.
Consonants heavy. It's just really.
It's a hard C and a hard T.
Yeah.
Bastard and asshole seem like two insults that are gendered. Like, you don't really call women that.
That's true.
Like, oh, she was being a real bastard, or like, she was being a real asshole. Like,
I do say that about our dog sometimes.
I've made an effort to use that if I'm speaking to. I mean, this is such a weird thing to make an effort towards, because like, I should just make an effort not to speak poorly about people. But
instead, oh, I thought you were going to say that you say that to your kids.
No, I just try to be like, if I'm verbalizing,
try to use more inclusive insults.
You know what, Brandon? I am. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just so woke, you know.
Asshole is insulting people. Asshole's gender neutral, though.
That's right. Yeah, everybody's got an asshole.
Yeah, unless you have an ostomy bag, then
yeah, I was yeah
yeah. Well, that yep, you're right,
but. No, I don't think they're trying to bring cunty back to there. I think it's also, it could be your coworkers should. Just trying to fuck with you. Like, let's get Cheryl to just call it, start everybody like hyping everybody up and tell her to sell it. They're cunts.
Let's get her fired so she starts calling customers.
Yeah. Yeah. It could just be because they're 18 and 19 years old and they're trying to mess with you.
That's true.
I do actually hope, though, my hope is that it's coming back and the internet is just late to the game.
Coming back in what? I mean, you kind of left that pretty broad.
Coming back in like no, it's not really coming back.
It never it was never in a positive light.
I hope that it's rising as a popular term of affection between women. I'll leave it at that, because I think that's great.
I hope the opposite, because I think it's such a powerful word. And it's one of those, like, it's almost retro. You know, like, yeah. When we always say, like, why don't people say gonads or nards anymore? Kind of like that.
Nards. Such a good one. We should try to bring back nards.
Got them right in the nards.
Hey, doctor, I found a lump on my nards.
It's my left gonad, not my right gonad.
Oh, man.
The top answer here, they say it's a good thing to be cunty, a compliment. I think it comes from the gay/drag queen scene, which makes sense. I guess there's a lot of language that's been co-opted from that, like, you know, like throwing shade and all that, like reading someone, that sort of thing. No, let's see. I mean, that's the top answer. That's probably it. Let's see.
I think the word, though, is still super shocking. So I remember one of the outtakes Anchorman or Anchorman 2 or something was Tina Fey and Amy Poehler like walking up to the camera when all the do you remember the scene when all the reporting stations came and had a brawl? Like, all the different, like...
Yeah, they had their...
Yeah. And she's like, they walk up and they said that they're going to cunt kick him. And like, the cameras, or like, the director's like, did you just say cunt kick? He's like, we can't put that in. And they just start cracking up. It's good.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the answers here, yeah, it comes from drag culture, where drag mm-hmm. artists aim to look cunty or fishy. These words are meant to reference the vagina and her signal to femininity, as well as charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. C-U-N-T. I also want to add the way cis women are using it is more of a signal to a fierce, unapologetic femininity and sexuality. For example, in these circles, people wouldn't necessarily say someone wearing a cutesy cardigan and dress is cunt, but would more likely say that a woman wearing sexy miniskirt, high boots, and baby tee with nipples poking out is as an accessory is cunt. Which I have heard, like, oh, she's serving cunt. Like,
whoa.
Oh, interesting. So I I do wonder, because the context was that she was, like, carrying a keg back, right?
Mm-hmm.
The question, the OP. What does OP stand for? I see that on Reddit all the time.
Original poster, original I think.
Post.
That makes sense. Okay. Well, the OP was saying
that is other people's. Nothing. I'll say cum, but I won't say
Jake doesn't get word. It.
No. I don't get it.
That's OPP. Yeah, you know me.
Oh, okay. Got it. Anyway, if she's carrying a keg, I wonder if they were like, it's like some version of like, damn girl, get it, that sort of thing.
Well, also, that like, sounds like an insult,
like, oh man,
like,
she's carrying a keg.
I mean, there's also like it like taking sort of negative words with negative connotations and making them like cool slang words has always been a thing. Like, I'm sure at a certain point somebody was like, why are people calling me bad when, you know, why is Michael right. Jackson, why does he have a song called yeah. Bad when, you know, or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Or like,
he's calling me sick, but I'm not sick. I feel fine.
I feel fine.
Yeah.
I don't have a temperature.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
Well, our official opinion, go try using it and see how it goes. And let us know.
Absolutely. At work. Go yep. try with
the
using
times
it
grandma.
Put a body cam on and film it. We'll compensate you for it.
Yep.
I just want that footage. Next question.
Next one answer, comes next from the subreddit Too Afraid to Ask. Username Throw R a Help a Computer. They ask, why is it appropriate to say you're into Latinas, but saying you're into Asian girls is inappropriate? I've noticed when my friends tell me their type, it goes one of three ways. One, ethnicity is not their priority. Two, they proudly proclaim their love for Latinas. Three, they selectively and very quietly tell me they're into Asian girls. I've seen some people get grilled for three, but never for two.
See, I've never had anybody come up to me like, I'm into this. Like, it just seems, that seems like something I don't want to know. And I don't have one of those faces, I guess. And I've also never had anybody be like, I'm really not into that.
I think if you're being exclusionary, that might be. Like,
you got some other red flags there.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, let me see all your tattoos again. Which what's that tattoo on your neck right there?
I mean, it could just be this person's friend group that, like, maybe they feel that. I mean, I think
he's just hanging out with a bunch of Latino guys.
Well, there is also like a stereotype of like the white. I mean, I don't know what this person's ethnicity is. Maybe I'm just gonna, because I'm a white guy,
I'm assuming
white.
It's white.
Yeah. But, let's profile
based on the question, based on the derpiness of the question, and also the fact that they didn't call out what ethnicity they were, probably indicates that they're white.
But I think there is sort of a stereotype that, you know, like nerdy guys are like kind of, you know, I mean, there's a term for it, a weeb, like somebody who's like really into Asian women, especially like Japanese women, like Japanese culture.
I'm learning all the terms. I got a clanker, got a weeb.
No, like a weeb is like a white guy who is really into Japanese culture and anime and all that kind of thing.
I just call them nerds.
Man, you've got just such a big old ding dong swinging over there. Yeah, bunch of nerds.
Don't be such a cunt, Jake.
You can't say that. We already talked about that. That's not our word.
But I mean, it could be a thing in this guy's friend group that, you know, like maybe like being associated with like having a preference for Asian women connotes a certain identity that maybe they don't want to be associated with. Like,
yeah,
like, no, I don't have a greasy ponytail or wear like, you know, shirts with anime characters on them.
Or is it a sign of respect to be like, I like Asian women, you know, because they have a lot of respect and do things. I don't know.
I'd wonder if
I'm just trying to find some sort of reasoning for it.
No, I wonder if it has something to do with like fetishization or what is it called? Like shit. It's like othering. It's like fantasizing. I wonder if it's more fantasizing or more like, oh shit, there's a word for it.
Sound it out.
And I'm totally blanking on what it is. So I'll stop talking.
Like othering or like.
That's what he just said.
Except for it's like putting it on a pedestal.
Soapboxing?
No.
No, wouldn't that be like fetishizing?
Yeah, like, fetishizing. So I wonder if there's more of a fetishizing like. Connotation with Asian women than there is with Latina women. I don't know anything about it, but I don't know that there are.
Like, I mean, I don't know of any like Latina body pillows or like.
Right, right. Actually, that's actually a really good point. Like, there's a whole
or like figurines of Latinas that you buy for your shelf or whatever.
Well, I think that's right. What Jake was kind of, you know, there's like the there's stereotypes between even. Those two, right? Like loud and proud and then quiet and introverted.
Yeah.
I mean, it could, yeah, just be your friend group that's just their preference, which it
get new friends.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I guess it's yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say because I mean, without knowing this person or
well, can, yeah, so to Matt's point, like, I don't think people come up to me and tell me their sort of romantic or sexual preferences with regard to anything, frankly, but but especially about sort of ethnicity.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm guessing this person is younger because it does seem like kind of a juvenile sort of thing, like, oh, yeah, I'm a butt man or you know, right. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a butt man.
Well, we answered that one pretty quick. I feel like, do we want to do a different one or does there top answers?
Oh, I want to hear what the top answers are. And then we probably have time for another one. Yeah.
Yeah. The top one here, it says, I guess the difference is in what is inferred from each preference. Only thinking one of them is hotter appears to be more socially acceptable because it's a visual preference that allows for different personalities being seen as a full person, even more so when the culture is very Western-like. So not very different from being a butt or boob person. When it comes to Asian women, often a stereotype of their culture is part of that preference that they'll be more subservient or in some cases anime / waifu stereotypes,
right,
which is out of touch with reality and their humanity and makes it closer to objectification / fetishization. So many people associate this with being a creep loser who would mail order a bride or have those waifu full print body pillows, or at least that's the feared association by the guys who whisper about it. So I mean, that's pretty much.
Which we only found out that they made pillows about these people. I just
no, you guys knew about that. I had no idea what you guys were talking.
Didn't even know.
Come to find out, I had one the whole time. I just didn't have a face.
Don't look at my background.
Where's the blur button?
I said get under the bed.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, it seems like there's a preference like or a perceived Yeah. Well, this person says they're both inappropriate if you fetishize them. So,
well, but then that's
kink shaming.
Kink shaming, which is also not.
Which should be great. Celebrated. I don't know anymore. I really people. Don't know. I just throw shit against a wall and see if it was that the right answer. Okay, good.
I don't know. Just pull my hair and spit in my mouth. I'm fine.
Just call me a dirty. Never mind.
Yeah. I know where you're going with that.
Okay. Let's do another one. I just grabbed this one because I only had the two questions. So, this one's from also the Too Afraid to Ask subreddit. Username late_hamster7141. They ask, why would a girl ask me to call her mommy? A coworker I like asked me to call her mommy. This has happened a few times and she started calling me darling. Is this just a joke or does it have a deeper meaning? I'm not good with cues. We're both in our 20s and she is only 4 years older than me.
Sit down, son. You got some learning to do. Let's go. So,
yeah. Right.
That's literally never happened to me, so I can't answer.
I've blocked off the next hour of my time.
I just told my manager I can't get to the next meeting on Teams.
But you should definitely request to be called a good boy.
Yeah, you should roll with it.
Have your spouses requested that your children call her mommy?
Oh, why'd you have to do that?
wait.
I don't know, like...
We've talked on this show before about dirty talk and how we were all just, like, extremely uncomfortable with it. And talking
that's the
about
thing
it.
That you would like
and high
can be achieved
and all that stuff.
I do think like the mommy and daddy thing, like it kind of grosses me out sexually.
Yeah, like that just tells me it's never happened to you.
What
that just tells me you've never had it, because once you did you'd be like, oh, it's not so gross, I guess.
well but I was
any port in
boy,
a storm
so...
but but it's I seems like a making you call her mommy, that almost seems like a domination thing.
Yeah. Or just in the moment taking the lead kind of a thing.
Just go with it. Just go with it.
Oklahoma. No.
Oklahoma. That's a good safe word. Too many
and you should tell
maybe.
Her, then change my diapy.
Oh, no.
Now I'm hungry.
No. I mean, I don't know. It's not my jam, but it, as long as...
Only you, Brandon, would figure out a way to make it just like... Like,
I used to work with a guy who, and I don't remember how it got brought up, but the whole calling sexual partners mommy or daddy, and he's like, oh yeah, my wife and I don't do that because I'm not a pedophile. But he said it really loud in the office and we were like, ooh, hey dude, we know. Chill.
Look, you guys brought it up.
I know. That's exactly what happened.
Sick freaks.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know that it's necessarily like a... Well, I don't know. Yeah, that is.
He keeps grappling with it. I don't know. Well, I don't... Well, I don't know. It's like...
All right. So we're agreed. We're going to all try it out. The next week or so, see how it goes. Calling our partners.
Oh, put your phone on record, good. Guys, so we can get the audio of the first
next
reaction.
Episode we record, we're going to have big like handprints across our face.
I know, I'm sweating just thinking about it.
You're going to have to do it from like the passenger seat of our own cars.
This is awesome. Where I'm sleeping tonight. I guess it's better than like
cell reception.
Her telling him to call her Nana or something.
Yeah, there's plenty of other names or titles that would be worse than that.
But I guess it depends on like what their relationship is. Like is this just a joke or does it have a deeper meaning?
I think
wouldn't really do jokes during intercourse.
Yep, all serious, all business. Matt's like, we got to do a tight.
So 10. Three guys walk into a bar, and they.
No, I think people should have the allowance to be a different version of themselves in their private sexual.
Oh, for sure. If you don't have an alter ego, you ain't living.
Not entirely an alter ego, but you know what I mean. Basically, my point being is that if he is only detecting the OP is only detecting the interaction or the dynamic change when it's they're being sexual, they're like being intimate, then it could just be that there could be a deeper meaning and she may be dealing with some stuff, or maybe it's just a kink, right? So
here's my wife's number. She's accepting new clients.
Person.
What's that?
Oh, I said she could be a mess of a person if she's just having coworkers call her mommy.
I hope it's not her coworkers.
Who's having coworkers call her mommy?
Well, no, this person in this context of this question, if she's having coworkers call her mommy.
Oh, I see. You're expanding upon it. If it's gotcha. Just for sexual or if it's, is it beyond that? I see.
Yeah.
But see, that's where that other, like you were talking about, Jake, the personality comes out. I feel like that's a complete separation from how this person probably exists in her 9-to-5 life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Go for it if you're attracted to her.
I mean, I don't want to ask you guys directly if you've had situations. Have you ever had situations similar to this in like previous girlfriends or previous romantic partners or anything like that?
No. Because I've never had anybody.
I had a name call. Once or twice, but like just like sexy names.
Yeah. I don't think
I was much younger.
Now I'm reflecting and I'm like, gosh, I haven't really lived, have I? None of the commonplace, you know, sort of like training wheels kinks, nothing like that.
It's another place to try cunty. Oh, you a bad cunty.
No. You might get hit in the nards.
The top answer here is look into her eyes. She's either teasing you, wants to have coitus, or she wants to fashion a lampshade out of your skin. That's it. Those are the only three options. Best of luck.
Best of luck.
Coitus. That's another one.
That would be funny if bedroom talk was like
mic'd up,
scientific. No, mic'd up. Yeah, but like, just sort of like clinical.
there's actually a guy I recently started following. It's like Mac and Merv, I think is his name, and it's a guy who he has a VR headset on, and he has a companion that's an alien. He's like. Merv, you want to go to the nightclub? He's like, yeah, let's go to the nightclub. And he's like, go dance with that girl over there. And it's this AI person in VR. He's like, the rhythmic motions going through my body are right. And he does exactly that. He's like, it was stimulating to me. I can see why humans would enjoy this. Could you imagine if sexy time was like that?
No.
Just like,
talk robotic to me.
Talk clanker.
Well, has that been an episode?
I mean, we've covered some really quality grounds.
Got for sure.
Sorry, I'm distracted by something on my phone. All right.
We got.
Well,
now that we have everybody's engagement, now that Brandon's back.
Oh, that's crazy.
He's like playing a slot machine or something. Sorry, I'm on a bonus.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening, and thank you to our loyal patrons for supporting the show. If you haven't already, head over to Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense to show your support. Watch us over on YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. Also, feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. After you've done all that, please rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. We'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Bye.
Nards.